Hey Matt.
What's up, Dan?
Did you hear that there's a submarine stuck at the bottom of the
I
ocean?
think those people are actually dead by now.
They are.
Yeah, that's
Well, so I heard that it imploded
Ooh.
because of the pressure.
You know
Um,
what? Probably for the
but
best. That's like more instantaneous death, right?
exactly,
Yeah.
yes. Rather
Instead
than
of
fucking
suffocating.
yeah.
That
So
shit's
yeah.
crazy. It's so wild.
I honestly, yeah, I think it's wild because how bad the sub was built.
Oh, was it? I don't know much about that.
So the sub was very so it didn't have to adhere to any standards because it was going to be working mostly in international waters. So it didn't have to adhere to any standards, didn't have to get any inspections or anything before people, went in it.
Wow, that just doesn't sound smart in general. Why would you not want something that is literally submerging itself underwater to be up to standard? That anyways, continue. Go off.
Okay, well, the craziest part is it costs you $250,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. No, I know. The people on board were loaded.
No, yeah,
Are
but
loaded.
like
De were loaded. Past tense.
the quality of submarine you got for that
True. Pretty shitty.
was not very good.
Yeah.
It was controlled via a Logitech controller. But I think some of that stuff is pretty standard, like military vehicles
Yeah,
and
sure.
drones and stuff, they use, stuff like that. So I'm like,
Right.
all right, so that's not as bad. But they had to, so they don't have like on a like a regular submarine, they have like a hatch that they can seal everything,
Right.
This one you have to be bolted shut from the outside.
So there's just no way to get out.
No.
Not that it was ever going to be an option, really. But
No. Yeah, there's no way to get out unless you were unless you made it back.
the whole scenario is like, it's like really, it's morbid, right? But it's kind of funny.
Listen, you can absolutely make fun of these people
Okay.
who perished on
Listen,
this voyage.
very tragic they died, right?
It is,
Very
but
tragic. Really funny.
it is extremely funny, I
It's like it's probably one of the worst ways to go if you think about it, 'cause their death is honestly, I don't think they're being mourned by people on the internet. Like I've only ever seen jokes about it.
No,
And
I think a lot of people are saying it's fine. Whatever, you can make fun of these people. They, first of all, they had every. I mean, there's people who are saying all around them probably. Well, there's a news report that went on that, on the sub and was like, "Yo, this shit is crazy. Like, this is not
you
safe. Like,
should
no one should go on
probably
here."
not do this.
Yeah, and there's some things that like the CEO of the company who was. He was on the sub, was saying that was like, he said it very nonchalantly that he like doesn't, that he thinks what he has is fine and he doesn't need to check his work basically.
Oh.
Well, he was proven wrong.
Yeah, and five people died for it.
Yeah, and this, okay, so this isn't like the first dive either.
No,
So
I know.
they've done like a lot of dives,
Yeah.
I guess. Now here's my question. You're spending these people are spending $250,000 to go and do this.
Yeah.
Why doesn't this guy like reinvest into his submarine
Because he's just did it for the bread, bro. I mean,
and make it better?
obviously you could improve the quality, but if you're already making that much and the quality's shitty, why try and improve?
Yeah, but
He's just not
like.
learning his lesson.
Yeah, but if he
Now he
improves
did.
the sub, I mean he didn't learn it because he's he dead. He didn't no
Wait,
chance
oh,
to.
he's in the sub right now?
Yeah, he was
Or
in the sub.
oh, he was one of the people in the sub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay. He learned. He learned his lesson. It's just the
Yeah,
last lesson he'll learn.
he paid the ultimate price for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he could have reinvested into his submarine. Gotten a better submarine and then made people pay even more money. I mean, he
Yeah.
was already getting billionaires and stuff, so it's like,
Literally.
you know, it's got to be pretty. If it's so lucrative, you could just make your submarine better, and then it could just be more lucrative, and it wouldn't matter. So
no, I don't disagree, but it just seems like he didn't really care.
Probably that too.
Yeah, and you know, he is now, no longer with us, probably.
Yeah, but holy shit, the memes that have come out of this is just top notch.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I think I don't know. It feels wrong to like make fun of people who are dying, but like, it's a bunch of billionaires, so
here's what I think. I think that like, if you died on that,
yeah,
then it's like your fault because you saw the quality of sub, you saw all the negative, you know, what is it called?
Feedback.
Negative press around it.
Press, sure.
And, you know, the circumstances and everything that you're getting put in, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's like you put yourself at risk, so you reap what you sow. So
yeah,
I do wonder though if they had him sign like a waiver or something, like if you die, you guys can't sue us.
I mean, how can they sue if they're dead?
Well, they're their families.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mhm.
It's pretty wild, and it's all just to see wreckage of the Titanic.
Yeah, which I mean, that's pretty cool, I guess, but it's also, sure, like, you know, a massive grave for all those people that died on the Titanic.
Yeah, plus five.
Literally. Now the grave of the Titanic, that's not funny, but these people from the submarine,
okay,
kind of funny.
Is it long enough past for the Titanic to be kind of funny?
The Titanic deaths are less funny than
iceberg. Iceberg hit ship dead. I don't know, man. It's a little funny.
Okay, well, those people had a little bit better shot at making it than the submarine people.
True.
Did you know that there also was not any kind of tracking device or anything on this sub?
I didn't know that. That just seems stupid.
It's really funny. I was talking to one of my coworkers about this yesterday. He just like brought it. Okay, so I was talking about it with my other coworker, and then we like stopped talking about it. And then my other coworker came in and was like, "You guys hear about that sub?" No, he didn't even hear us.
He didn't even hear you. You just brought up the sub.
He's like, "Did you guys hear about that sub?" And
then you were like, "Sandwiches?"
He was like, "I mean, that sounds really good, but."
Right?
I did get sandwiches yesterday with a different coworker, but
is it a sub?
I don't know. Is Potbelly's sub sandwiches?
I don't know. Are they sub sandwiches? I've never had it. You're asking me. Like, you ate the sandwich. Was it a sub sandwich?
I don't think so.
Okay, then it's not a sub. What? Hang on. What qualifies a sandwich as a sub?
Let's
is it the bread?
Let's put a pin in that real quick.
Okay, pin in it. It's a pin.
Okay. And my coworker was like, well, I said there wasn't even like a tracking thing on it. They just like communicated via some text thing, like every 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it, like, thanks for putting that in the Discord.
You said to pin it.
He was like, I was thinking of renting out my, he's got like a trailer.
Uh-huh.
He was like, I was thinking of renting out my trailer for like people to use to make a little money on the side. And he was like, the first thing I thought was to put a GPS tracker on it. I'm like,
yeah.
But this guy with his,
this guy
his
with
submarine,
his multi-billion dollar, his billionaire invested probably like submarine trips.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't even put a tracker on it.
It was not billionaire invested because he probably would have had a better.
I don't know. I don't know about that. This guy seems like an all-around idiot, whoever it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I thought that was really funny. I was like, the first thing that you thought of was a GPS tracker. And this guy was like, I don't need that.
And this dude diving leagues below the ocean just to see some wreckage. The fucking ocean, bro. The most unexplored territory ever. And he's like, I don't need a tracker.
Don't need it. Fuck this.
What if you get lost, sir?
Fuck
won't
that.
Happen.
And then you know what happened?
Logitech
this
got
is,
me.
But this isn't the first time that they've gotten lost. It's what? Gotten lost before.
No way.
Yeah,
wait, how did they find him the last time? Did they just...
I have no idea. They just didn't die that time, I guess. So
that's crazy.
Uh-huh. So, you know, there was, like, communication, and then they, like, lost it, and then there wasn't any more communication. And then that was like it. I thought it was I don't know. I just think it's very funny. Like
it's really funny. Yeah.
The whole thing is hilarious. So
one of my favorite things that's coming from it is Blink 182 concert guy with
yes, family. Yes. Yes. That was it was what he was the son of one of the billionaires on there.
And mm-hmm. he posted a picture of himself on Twitter at like a Blink 182 concert. He's like, I know my family would want me to be here. Mm-hmm. Because music is my like escape or something like that, and then people did digging and they found out he's like a creep. He was in jail. He has like a restraining order against him for being a creep.
His handle on Twitter had like Blink 182 in it or something, or like 182 in it, and I was like, wow. Okay, all right, well,
big fan.
Why not just like go, but you know not. Not post anything.
If you go and don't post on social media, did it really even happen? Did you even go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but some people have the mental illness and they think, you know, otherwise.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I see what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can just, like, take pictures while you're there and have those
I'm
pictures.
Sorry, Dan, that won't suffice. He's got to flex for clout and also get the pity from the masses that his billionaire father is going to die.
Is passed in a fucking tin can at the bottom of the ocean.
So, do they think that it combusted like a few days ago, or like recently, or did that happen today?
It imploded.
Imploded. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did mm-hmm. they think that that happened like a little bit ago, or did they think that that was happening today?
No idea. They found it today, though. So
they
that's
found
what
it?
I know. Yeah, they found the wreckage today.
Oh my God, they did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that.
I don't know who, but
this is
but
breaking
someone
news.
Found it.
Dan, yeah. I'm pretty sure you're the first person to talk about that.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you are.
All right.
What
I'm done talking about this fucking sub.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a food kind of sub.
Yeah, true.
Sub versus, what is it? Sub versus sandwich?
What is, like, what makes a sub a sandwich?
But isn't a sub
a
sandwich?
No, what makes a sandwich a sub? Sorry, I had it backwards. What makes
a sandwich
a sub? Like what is it? It's the bread, right? It's like when it's in like a hoagie bread.
The long bread?
Yeah, well, I think it's called a hoagie. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a long bread.
Yeah, when it's in the long bread. When it's in extendo mode, is it a sub then?
What if I just say yes? What if I just agree with you? And then
no,
what?
I'm,
what
I'm
of this
asking,
argument?
It's not an argument. It's a question. Okay. First of mm-hmm. all, I'm not trying to argue anything.
I think
I am
yes.
I'm a little confused
though.
You couldn't exactly like define what you ate earlier as to like whether or not it was a sub or not. You were like, I don't know. What was it? Was it like? What did you eat?
it had long bread, so it
okay,
was a sub.
That's a sub. That's got to be a sub.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
A submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
That makes it tough.
You're right, though. I just now saw that they found the wreckage. I kept seeing stuff today, like, all day leading up to this, I guess, saying that that today was the day that they were running out of oxygen.
Yeah, today would have been, like, the last day that they would have had oxygen.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's probably not taking into account that they are probably panicking and
waste eating up the oxygen.
Yeah,
it was like
using
best
a lot
case
more.
Scenario. This was the last day with oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, they found the wreckage near the Titanic.
Yeah.
But what was that not the first place that they checked? Did they even look for these people?
I don't know how long it took for. I mean, like that's down there. You know,
yeah,
I don't know
okay.
how long it would
yeah,
take for them to get like a, you know, another
someone out there. Looking,
I don't even know if
down.
It's someone or, you know, some kind
something.
Of vehicle
another
that could
drone.
Could go down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Probably took them a couple days.
If you had to be trapped on a submarine with five League of Legends players,
mm-hmm.
who would they be? Just rapid fire. First thing pops in your head. Go.
I want to make a joke here.
Make a joke.
It would be ham, turkey, tomato, cheese. Is that five? Mayo.
In a sub.
That five?
Yeah, no, that works. Yeah. Okay. Listen, now I'm gonna go ahead and say this. Usually jokes are funnier if before you say, like, if you don't say beforehand, I'm gonna make a joke.
I know. I had to make sure it landed. I didn't. I was worried it wasn't gonna land.
It would have landed. It would have landed. It honestly, I'm gonna say it hindered the joke a little bit because you're like, I'm gonna make a joke.
Fuck.
It's okay. I get it.
All right. Well, I guess the. I guess the real answer is just T1.
So you'd get trapped in a submarine with the entirety of T1?
And then I just wouldn't be able to talk to him at all.
You don't think you guys could find a way to communicate?
Nah.
No? You don't think any of them know, like, even, like, a little bit of English? Like,
maybe.
Yeah.
Did you know there was gambling odds on whether the Titanic submarine would be found? I'm sorry we keep going back to this.
No,
I don't want to, but...
It's really funny. It's the gift that keeps on giving. I didn't know that there were gambling odds. I'm assuming the odds for them finding it were pretty low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what happened, so...
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty funny.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, we'll just go with that. We'll just go with T1.
Okay.
Thinking about it's kind of hard right now. So,
yeah, no, that's fine. Mine would be FBI and then four other players I do not care for. That's it. I will not elaborate.
I will not elaborate any further.
All right.
Let's talk about the dog kicking meta. XQC real quick.
Oh. Who? Oh, yeah, sure.
It's like the biggest streaming contract in history.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like, so I watched a video on it because it was interesting to me at the time that the contract is for like 70 mil guaranteed, or it's thought to be 70 mil guaranteed, and then the rest is like incentives. So
sure. Consistency,
like other incentives, like I can't remember what it was. Like obviously the kick is backed by some gambling site, so it's like if he does a gambling sponsor or he has to do some or whatever, you know. And then like other like live events, you know, things like that. So
yeah,
but that's huge. That's like more than some athletes.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy that anyone who does something that is so simple as what he does. Mm-hmm. Got that amount of money. And quite frankly, I think it's embarrassing that we as a country have allowed something like this to happen.
I mean, I don't give a shit.
Right,
like,
that's not the right way to word it. It just doesn't make any fucking sense to me, man. There's just no way. It can't be justified in my eyes. I get it.
He brings a lot of eyes.
Yeah,
I think he's like the biggest streamer.
No,
like,
sure, I get it.
There is right now.
That in and of itself is something that is very questionable to me as well. But you know what?
Why is it questionable?
I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, no, I think he's a
weirdo.
Most like popular Twitch streamers are weirdos.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
because they don't go outside. They just
Yeah.
Game.
Exactly. Like they're just all caught up in this like fucking bubble. Yeah. Anyways, it's fucked. I don't know. I think if I speak, I will be ridiculed. I will not speak anymore on the matter.
Okay. No more speak.
No more speak on that matter, at least for me. You can speak your piece on it if you have anything though.
I understand why, they gave him so much, and I understand like streaming because it's just like. Entertainment, and I don't think that I guess literally anybody can be a streamer, but I don't think literally anyone can be a good streamer. So, so that's kind of what I think. But yeah, we can talk about League, or we can talk about more sandwiches because I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I'm down for either. Honestly, we could fully alternate the podcast to just sandwich talk.
I don't know if I could get. We'd have to cut them like very short because
lunch break mid episode.
Yeah, take a sandwich. We'll just be in the middle. You know,
chomping on some sandwiches. I don't eat like that, but I get what you. I get what you're going for. Yeah. Follow us on Spotify.
Oh yeah.
Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, album soon. The Twitter handle is Losers Q Pod.
Yeah, I should probably post on Twitter a little bit more.
Yeah, one of us will eventually. Mm-hmm. It's the same on MySpace as well. Album soon. I don't remember if I said that or not. Send us your sads, bads, glads, bads at losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah, I remember during the middle of the episode this time instead of the end. Pretty massive.
Big, we did it.
Big, we did it.
Big, we did it. All right.
About League of Legends?
Let's talk about dog.
Dog meta.
Yeah.
It's the dog meta. It always has been. League of Legends finally caught up to us on the dog meta. This champion had a trailer released yesterday. I didn't look at it at all. The name is Nefiri.
Nefiri.
Is it Nefiri?
No idea.
You're just saying it weird. Okay. So I'm just going to read off his abilities right here. So his passive is he spawns pack mates that attack the target of her attacks and abilities. This is a woman. This dog is a girl.
Okay.
Good to know. Her Q, darkened daggers. Oh, it's a darkened dog. Cool.
I'm trying to find it.
It's in the other Discord in .. Nefiri hurls up to 2 daggers, each inflicting bleed or each inflicting bonus damage if the target is already bleeding. Packmates leap to champions hit by that skill. Her W, Hound's Pursuit, Nefiri and her packmates dash at an enemy, colliding with the first champion hit and dealing damage. It's this looks interesting. Her E, Eviscerate. Nefiri dashes and damages enemies in an area, recalling and healing her packmates to full. I gotta see how this works. Hang on. So she walks at them. It looks like a little jump. It looks so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. Her dogs look like fucking
little dogs.
Yeah. They look like they move kind of like the Yorick goobers. Her ultimate.
Okay.
The call
oh, they do.
Of the pack. Nefiri empowers her pack and spawns additional pack mates, gaining a burst of speed and vision and a shield when she attacks a champion. On first champion tank down. All of us are refreshed.
Nah.
This is a weird champion to me.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know where they fit in the game. It's so weird. Like, I've never seen a champion that looks like this.
I found it.
I literally told you it was in the Discord.
Yeah, I didn't find it.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I get it.
Packmates.
It looks cool, though. I wonder what lane. Does. I wonder if this is a jungler. This has got to be a jungler, right?
Kind of looks like a bungler.
Yeah. With no hard CC. She has, like, no CC at all. I think she just has, like, colliding with first champion hit. I don't think this is any form of crowd control. Nope. Looks cool. I'm guessing it's, like, an assassin jungler?
Yeah, definitely looks like an assassin. Looks like can do a lot of damage quick.
Yeah.
Pretty I'm cool. reading these.
I just read them off to you, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, I'm interested. This looks cool.
Holy shit!
The character.
Yo, when she
really
R's,
cool.
There's so many dogs.
I know. The wolf pack. She got the motherfucking dogs with her.
At least this champ doesn't look absolutely fucking broken.
Yeah.
At least I don't think so.
No, I agree. I don't know if it looks broken or not. It depends on the damage. I'd have to see it like in game.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't. I'm assuming it's AD scaling. It kind of looks like a champion that would have AD scaling.
Yeah. It could honestly be either.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. I mean, after looking at it, it's like she launches abilities, but she also kind of launches herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
That's tough. Maybe it's like hybrid. I like when they do hybrid shapes.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool also.
It's not the strongest who survived, Dan. It's the most united. That's
just another champ I'm going to have to buy.
You think the people
I almost have all of them.
That it's not the strongest who survived, it's the most united. So they tried to unite and then it combusted.
Huh?
What's up, Dan?
What?
I just felt like going back to the submarine.
It didn't combust, Matt. It imploded.
Wait, you literally said it combusted earlier. When I said it imploded, you were like, no, it combusted. Which is it, Dan?
I said it imploded.
No, you didn't. I said it imploded, and you corrected me to combust.
I said it imploded.
Am I stupid?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm like, why does he keep saying combust?
Either way, it's like similar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are you still reading his abilities on the podcast?
Nope, we're done.
Okay,
we're good. I found him.
I was just trying to fill the dead air, really, and you failed me.
I like the dogs.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Let's talk about some games.
Yeah. What'd you watch this week, Dan?
I watched a... let me go to Lowell Esports, because I forgot to write them down.
Schedule.
Let's see. Yesterday, I watched this Immortal vs. TSM game.
I also watched that.
Was this one good? I think it was good.
It was all right.
God, they just have it here.
Got behind at one point and then they just lost. TSM with Haunter is it's a scary sight, man. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, TSM's actually not too bad.
Yeah, no, I don't know. They didn't look too bad in the few games I've seen them play.
Yeah.
I think this team's got potential.
Do we think that, like, any of these teams are playing well, like, in the LCS?
No. I think there's two teams that are three teams, maybe, that are playing well. And even then, I wouldn't say that whole teams are playing well. I would say that specifically players are playing well on one of the three teams that I think are playing well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to do our predictions, or you want to talk about...
Let's talk about this a little bit. How many more LCS games did you watch?
I watched a bunch yesterday.
Okay, I watched every game from yesterday, so...
Yeah, I didn't get home till later.
I caught up on some today. So, GG versus Dignitas. I don't know why I watched this game, but I did, and GG won it, and it's not surprising. I watched Team Liquid versus NRG. Please don't give FBI a roster spot. This dude is buns. He's bad. He's just not good. He doesn't have what it takes to compete at any level. I was going to say the highest level for a second, but LCS, for one, isn't the highest level. But even then, he still doesn't have what it takes to compete at this level. He's not even good enough for the Challengers League. This dude, send him somewhere else.
Else?
Literally,
where'd he go?
I don't think any team should pay this man to play League of Legends for them, honestly.
Back to Australia.
Good. Yeah. Typical OS players, dog shit. TL look really good. TL, I think, are one of the teams that look good.
Do you think their synergy has finally popped?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think Core JJ looked crazy on the rally yesterday. He was an absolute monster. Yeon even looked good, surprisingly. I kind of thought he was a real weak link for them. Summit looks crazy as usual. Pioshik was playing League of Legends for them. Get that bag, King. And then
literally
don't care what he does, as long as he's there, that's all I care about.
Let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
If the salaries that these players are getting were lower, do you think that we would get any better league?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, sometimes these players are just trying to play for the bag. And, you know, if they're not getting the absolute... Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm fine. I've got, like, all this money from that. And it doesn't matter how bad I do.
That's tough. I don't know. Like, over here, specifically, for one, I don't think we'd have the quality of players we do. Like, we wouldn't have Core JJ here if he weren't getting the absolute bag. Or we wouldn't have Pioshik. Or we wouldn't have Summit, I guess if you're talking about like non-international talent, I would say they're probably still not getting paid, and that's why I would say sometimes they seem like the hungriest players, like someone like JoJo Pion. I don't know how much money he makes, but he still strikes me as the best player in the LCS at times.
Yeah.
And he still seems like a player with that hunger. So I think it just kind of comes off, or it doesn't come off. It's up to the person and if they're determined to win or not.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but you know, he's like you know, in his like first like oh no, not his first,
second,
but like his
like
second year.
Yeah.
Yeah. His second year, so it's like, you know, he still's got the fire in him, but you know, some of these other guys are older and been there for so long, and that's like, you know, they don't have the fire, so it's just like,
yeah, I mean, like someone like
me, all right, let's just play and like FBI.
Like FBI. Mm-hmm. He's a great example of that. I mean, yeah, I would imagine he's probably not getting that much money though, right? Like, I mean, I think the fact that he's on a roster in general is enough to like make him live comfortably, you know, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what the salaries are. It's hard for me to like really speak on it when I don't actually know what any of these players are making. We just assume that these players are getting paid like well, especially the
I think
I would assume they make more every time.
Yeah, I think the players in the LCS make more than I don't know if it's all the regions, but other regions for sure. I think definitely more than at least LEC.
That I would believe, but I don't think they're making more than. There's definitely no way they're making more than China.
Yeah,
and then
they
maybe
might, that might
maybe
be
some
the...
places in Korea.
Yeah,
I would imagine like, the higher tier organizations in Korea are paying pretty well, like Gen.G or T1.
Yeah, yeah, but those guys, you know,
D plus.
Like even if those, let's say that most LCS teams are paying what like T1 and Gen.G are paying, like,
yeah.
And they. You know, and Gen.G and TSM win things.
True. You know? Yeah.
And LCS does not really win things or
correct.
Go far in tournaments. Like,
yeah, it's.
You know, it's like, why do these guys get so much money compared to the other regions?
It's a great question. I don't know. I think especially import players. Like, I think not all of them are like Pioshik, where it kind of seems like they came over here because they got paid. And that may not even be the case with him. I don't think he was going to make it on a roster in Korea. Because it seemed like there was like a youth movement kind of in their off season, like after Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really fit into that because he's been around for a while. So he probably just wanted to play somewhere in Team Liquid. He might not have even gotten paid, but I mean, he's probably making a pretty penny. So I like, I don't even know if he's playing now and he's just complacent. Like I would say like someone like Summit who came here from the LPL, I kind of doubt he was. I mean, he probably got more money than he would have in the LPL because I can't see why he would leave somewhere where he has a chance to compete. Or maybe it's a matter of he couldn't get on a top team over there and the competition's more fierce, so he has a better chance at making a trip to Worlds. Like, basically, what I'm trying to say is he strikes me as someone who's not just here for the bag. You know, I think he's.
Yeah.
I think he's actually here to compete and like be on a team that has a chance to compete at the highest level.
See, I always think that, but it just feels like a lot of, you know, these imports that they get come in and then they just like, it doesn't feel like they perform as well as they did, like if they were in a different region, it feels like, you know?
I do think part of that, like I would say a great example, segue, is FlyQuest, who I watched play against C9. FlyQuest are 0-4 right now, and Prince and Vikla. I mean, last split, they performed very well. I mean, they both played up to, like, MVP standards, I would say. Prince more so than Vikla. But, this split, they've just looked horrible. Like, bad. And it doesn't seem fixable. And it's very early to say that it's over, but if it continues after another week, it's going to be tough. And I don't know. I don't know. Like, do they just lose the fire after, like, one split? They're like, well, I tried. I'll play out my contract, and then I'll care elsewhere. I mean, it
like
might be
later.
Something
that
simple.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe there's other reasons. Maybe it's the language barrier catches up. But even then, I think most of FlyQuest speaks Korean. Except, see, now they added Vulcan. Maybe he doesn't speak Korean. Maybe that's an issue.
Yeah. Or maybe they're just having a bad split.
Could be. I mean, it's definitely possible for players to just, like, fall off in quality. I wouldn't say it's, like, always they come here and they just slump. I would say maybe it's also, like, maybe they thrived because the coaching was good and they had, like, better recommendations for build path or whatever it may be. Maybe favorable drafts. Maybe, like, you know, they were drafted into compositions that they could execute better because the coaches knew to play to their strength.
Yeah, or maybe not their meta.
Exactly. It could be something also like that as well.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I do know is FlyQuest looks awful right now.
Yeah.
I don't even have a free speaker after this one. I mean, normally if I see him on a team that's in hell, I'm like, free him. Not today.
But we think he's, I mean, I think he's on a, should be a good team.
I don't know anymore. It's tough to
say. I don't either. So.
Anyways, I watched TSM versus IMT. We already talked about that one. TSM looking good with Haunser and Wild Turtle. Both of them at least 50 years old, I'm pretty sure.
Combined age, yeah.
Insanity still playing League of Legends for them because Ruby is still not here, which is...
No. He's here now.
Oh, he's here now?
Yeah.
And is he playing?
No.
Oh. They just don't see it in him. He doesn't have it.
They're like, Insanity's on a hot streak. Let's keep her going.
You know I agree with that. Ride the hot streak. And then keep her EG going. Versus TSM. Or not TSM, sorry. EG versus 100 Thieves. EG look like a very good team at times. I think this team has some weak spots. I think Revenge in the top lane, somewhat of a weak spot. He was on Sion this game, so I forgive him. You know, he can't really do much. Armeo, he's on a hot streak right now, at least in the games that I've seen him play. He's looked really good. Jojo Pyun also looked, like, crazy good. Unforgiven is playing League of Legends. I don't think he's that bad. He kind of is riding off the coattail of the mid-jungle that they have.
Yeah.
I don't know if Armeo has it in him, honestly, to keep this hot streak going, but I hope that he does for this team's sake, because... I want to see Jojo Pyun play League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's probably best.
Definitely
best, what you call
the best
it.
Mid laner in NA, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think you could make an argument for most important player in the league right now. I don't think this team is anywhere without him. So.
Oh yeah, I think so too. I'm glad they kept him on that team, but the surrounding needs to improve a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, Armeo has played well. I know Revenge has the potential to be a very good player. I think on IMT he didn't really get to showcase his talents, like because he was probably mainly the carry player on that team, and he was never surrounded by good players like JoJo. So I think this team has potential, and the players all have potential. And they've kind of shown it here and there in the games that I've seen, so hopefully they can keep it up.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. We're going to have to see. Let me see. What else did I watch? Oh, why does it keep going back like that?
Did you watch any LEC?
Yeah, but I don't remember which ones it was.
Crazy.
Hold up.
You want me to just start barking off the ones I watch real quick?
No.
No. Okay, I'll just sit here in silence then.
Okay, cool. Why does it do this? God, I hate this fucking site, dude. LoL Esports sucks ass.
I have no complaints about LoL Esports. Maybe it's a problem, Dan. Have you ever considered that? User error?
Yeah, I've considered it. Maybe it was one of those times. Yeah, I watched some games here.
Okay.
I don't remember which day it was. I think it was... Might have been Saturday. I don't remember, but I definitely had on.
Sunday, so.
You only watched Sunday?
Only watched Sunday.
Fuck.
Or wait.
What did I watch?
Theirs is on Sunday, right?
It's Friday. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Then I only watched Monday, sorry.
Monday.
Yeah.
Oh my...
I'm just rattling them off because you didn't watch the 19th.
Let's see. I think I watched Saturday.
All right. You go ahead then. Go off.
Mad Lions looks pretty good.
Yeah, they do.
Team Heretics looks as I think they should have last split.
Yeah, I mean, they upgraded their mid laner and potentially upgraded.
They definitely upgraded their mid laner.
Yeah, Ruby not good.
Yeah. And potentially,
maybe? I don't know. I think Flackett's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like the both Flackett and what was the other guy's name?
Mathieu?
No, their previous ADC.
Jack Spectra.
Yeah, they both came in with like a lot of hype, and yeah. I think Flackett played well when he was on G2. And I don't know. I hope that he's better than Jack Spectra, because I don't think Jack Spectra really played very well last split. I think he had some flashes, but nothing, you know, crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he had, like, just a couple of games where it was like, oh, this guy, he's got it. And then there were more games where it was like, maybe not.
Oh, he doesn't have it.
I would agree with that statement. I think Team Heretics looked pretty good. I think changing the bot lane is a good thing, and then changing mid lane, definitely a good thing. Even if Neo isn't like, I don't know, I think he had a pretty bad split last split with XL. Was it last split or the split prior?
It was last split.
Yeah, he didn't look crazy good, but I mean, you know, change of scenery, playing with the greatest Western jungler of all time, it can do that for you. It can change someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Let me see. This Koi team, I'm not so sure about.
I'm sure.
You know, Trimby gone is, I think he was a big part of this team in, what do they call it, in shot calling and in plays. It looks like, did they trade him? Or was it just a buyout? Because wasn't Advian on...
He was on Fnatic. I don't know if I don't know how the inner workings of their league were.
Maybe it was
trades or
yeah, I don't either.
Might have been a swap. Trade and give us some money.
I don't know. It feels like this team has kind of lost its fire a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think they've had it since Worlds, so yeah, free comp.
And free Malrang. Comp and Malrang, yes. Yeah. They so far have not had the best split.
Correct.
I don't remember these next two games though. I think I only watched the first three, and then the Vitality versus Mad Lions. I thought that game was pretty good. I was surprised at how well Mad Lions performed, but I guess they did pretty well.
Yeah.
Last split.
They did. They made it all the way to the... They won it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure did. I was like, they made it all the way... They won it. Yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Very forgettable team.
Yeah.
At times for me.
Yeah, I agree. And then they just kind of show up.
Yeah, and then suddenly they're like playing the best League of Legends in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. This Vitality team is a big question mark for me.
I thought they were going to be a lot better, and
they just seem so directionless.
Yeah.
Every time that I watch them and I see them get like a big lead, it always feels like they don't know what to do with it.
Like,
and I don't know if it's like a lack of shot calling, or maybe it's the language barrier still with Photon and Bo. I would think some of that stuff might be worked out by now, but who knows? And yeah, I don't know. Because they also played against Team Heretics this week, and they lost to them.
And I don't think this team has changed at all since spring.
Yeah, I mean,
or was
upset,
that winter?
Upset was added after winter split, if I'm correct.
Yeah. So I mean, they've had a spring split. It was a summer split or whatever.
It was winter, then spring, and now we're in the summer split. So they had a split to mesh, and then an off season to try and work out some kinks. But anyway, they kind of got smoked by Team Heretics in their game. But I'm gonna. Do you have any more games that you want to talk about?
From LEC?
Yeah, from LEC.
No. All right,
I'm going to try and speedrun mine real quick. So I watched SK versus XL.
Well, how was SK? I want to talk about these. I don't want to speedrun them. I just want to talk about the teams.
Yeah,
I don't care
fine.
About
I'll
the...
talk about it enough. Both of these teams were 0-2 going into this, if that says anything. SK were looking for their first win since, like, sometime at the start of playoffs last split. So... a little
Jesus,
rough for
man.
Them, but they do eke out a W here. It looked like they kind of tried to throw the game away to XL for a minute, but they decided to not lose, and they won.
Man, I think, look at this. Standings are just kind of all over the place for this region, man.
Yeah, I think they look okay as a team. They definitely look worse than they did last split.
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't really change anything with this roster, so I don't know why they would look worse. But they almost threw away. They had like a 6K lead, lost a fight really badly, and then just like the game was like out of their control for a while, and then they like. XL like literally threw the game on like a really bad fight, and it was the only way they won. So I
did you know that according to LoL Esports, SK has 3 junglers?
Gilius, Bertho, and then Barcoon?
Yeah.
Who is Bertho? Play that guy.
I have no idea.
Kind of a funny name. But yeah, I don't know. This SK team, big question mark next to their name if I'm talking about good teams.
Yeah, I guess it is, you know, the first
exactly
first the first week, weekend, but
it's hard
I guess
to say.
We'll let's see more.
Yeah.
You know.
Then I watched.
But if you're going in 0-3 into the next as Excel,
yeah.
Going in 0-3 into yeah. The next week, that's tough.
Let me tell you this. I don't have any question marks next to Excel's name. I know what they are.
In the fucking dirt.
Yeah. They aren't good. Free Patrick. After this was BDS versus Astralis. Astralis looked really good in this game.
Mm-hmm.
This team looks solid, at least in the single game I've watched. I see their score doesn't reflect that because they're 1-2, but they looked really good. They were like executing dives well.
Who was playing mid for them?
Their mid laner is give me a second.
They have two. They have Deor and Leader.
It's Leader. It was Leader.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Jonghoon was on Blitzcrank in the game that I watched, and I don't think he missed a hook.
Hell yeah.
He was honestly kind of scary.
Is so fucking good.
Yeah, he's pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Then I watched Astralis. I think they're a very good team, just to cap that off. BDS was second place last split technically, and Astralis manhandled them. Then I watched Mad versus Koi. We already kind of touched on Koi a little bit and Mad, but I think this version of Mad looked really good. Karzy was on Aphelios this game, and he looked the best I've seen him in like a while. And then at Koi, I don't know, man. This team, yikes! I don't think they're good.
Yeah, I want to try and watch a bunch Sunday. You know, maybe we could do some testing and then have some games on while. Yeah.
Could be the play. Then I watch G2 versus Fnatic, the classic. Had to see this one. And it goes as it usually does. Fnatic got stomped. This game was not very close. Fnatic, both teams, I think, were 2-0 going into this? No.
Oh, my God. I forgot Reckless is their... Wait.
No, he's not their support. Their support is Trimby. Fnatic's support is Trimby.
Yeah.
Reckless isn't anyone's support right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just... I think he said he was taking the year off to like learn support, and then he's gonna try to come back like next winter or something.
Okay.
But anyways, Fnatic's AD carry Noah looked pretty good. This is the first I've seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
They were undefeated going into this game, and then they got stomped. You know, whatever, it happens. But he looked all right while playing from behind on Lucian, which I don't think is always easy to do. But I mean, Han Sama was like crazy this game. He was literally like 1v9, even though the rest of his team was like actually really strong. He could have probably still beaten all of them. Then I watched Heretic versus Vitality. Already kind of spoke on this one. I would say Heretics doesn't look great. Their game doesn't look flawless. I think their early game looked good in this game, and then in the mid game they kind of fumbled it a little bit, gave Vitality a window back in, but ultimately, like I said, I just don't think this Vitality knows how to close.
Yeah, we'll have to see if it's just, you know,
first week
yeah. vibes, or you know, if they can, you know,
absolutely
come back and play well.
That's all the LEC I watched.
Nice.
Did you watch any other region?
I watched one LPL.
I only watched LPL, sadly. I didn't get to any Korea this week.
Which ones did I watch? It was very whoops, not standing. Schedule. I want this. When was that? It was Tuesday. What day is it?
It's Thursday.
It was Was it Tuesday? I don't fucking know, man.
Just make one up. Just stupid. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter that much. Just make one up.
I think it was, or maybe it was today. Maybe it was this WE versus Oh My God.
What do you know?
It was Ultra Prime versus Rare Atom. No, okay. It wasn't. It had to have been FPX versus Invictus.
This
it
is
had
horrible.
To have been that game.
This is the worst.
It had to be that. It had to be like the bottom
two teams.
I'm
literally turning off the podcast if I'm hearing this on my fucking stereo right now. Or in my headphones.
Sorry, I don't know a damn thing about nothing.
Just make one up, bro. Fabricate it. No one cares.
I got it.
100%?
Yeah.
Okay, who was it? What'd you watch?
It was FPX versus Invictus.
Very cool. Who won, Dan?
FPX.
Okay. Did it go 3 games?
No.
Okay. Okay. What are your overall
VOD
thoughts on
not
FPX?
Available.
What are your overall thoughts on FPX after that game?
You know, that they're definitely not as good as what they used to be. Hulk Forker was in here, and he looked pretty good.
Love to see that. I just saw him on the roster. I was going to ask if he popped off.
Zhao Laohu looked really good top. I don't know. There wasn't really a ton to talk about because it felt like a stomp. You know, it didn't feel like it was very close. So
yeah, unfortunately, the one that I watched was also like that.
Yeah. So
I got. To
I wish
watch...
I had more to say about it.
That's all right. I don't have much to say on my mind. We're going quick. I got to watch. I got to watch Beijing JDG Intel. Esports Club. I should say the whole.
I like how you had to.
I shouldn't
you know.
Say JDG. It's a Beijing Gym Dog Esports Intel Esports Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Versus.
Wow. What a
Billy
mouthful.
Billy Gaming Ping Bank or Pingin Bank.
Okay, man, bro.
Okay, man, bro. this was like the 30th time I've watched JDG versus BLE this or BLG this split, and it went the same way every single other one has gone. I don't think that JDG can lose to Bilibili. I'm convinced that at this point, if everyone on JDG died and Bilibili's players were still alive and they had to play against JDG, the corpse of JDG, they would still lose. I'm fairly certain. I don't think
no
they
way.
Could beat I don't think they could beat this team.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it. They aren't built for the moment. It's something about Ruler being across the stage, whether it's his decomposing corpse or fully alive him, they can't beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just always pops off. Yeah, it was a 2-0. JDG just stomped him. Wasn't close.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to watch.
Nice.
Really exciting stuff out of the LPL this week for me.
All right, let's give our predictions.
Yeah. Do we want to just give? Do you want to just do like the winner of each region?
Huh?
How do you want to do it? The winner of who we think will win each region, or what do you want to do?
Or
do we predict the world's teams? How many spots does each region have?
Oh, fuck, man. With this new format, that's tough.
Is it 4 teams each region? Each major region? I think it is now, right?
I'm scared. Let's see. I mean, let's just do top 4 then, if that's what we think it is.
Sure, we'll just do that.
Make
top
it easy.
4. Yeah.
I'm what do we start with?
Let's start with LCS because it's the worst region.
And it's on.
I will not be watching. My top 4 are in this order. This is the order that I have.
I'm gonna write. I'm gonna write mine down.
Oh,
you write yours down.
Let me write mine down as well. I'll do it. Get a notepad. Should really move my keyboard to a better spot. I've got it like fucking to the left of me sideways. Oh my god. Hope that didn't just mess anything up. Alright. LCS top 4. I've got in this order. We're gonna go with Cloud9. I think this is a pretty obvious one. At least for me. I think they will wind up winning the split pretty easily. And I don't think that's shocking to anyone. I think most people who pay attention to this stuff believe this as well. And then I would say second place, we're going to go with,
here, my top is also C9.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I could have gone 1 second if you wanted me to, but, or last, I mean, if you wanted me to,
But yeah, I think C9 has proven themselves to be the best team in the LCS multiple times. Yep. So I think that they are going to win it again and definitely go to Worlds.
Yeah. My number two, this one, it's probably Cope, but I'm going to go with EG.
Yeah. Okay.
I like them. I think that they've got a lot of potential. I think Jojo Pyun has enough to carry this team to a second place finish.
Mm-hmm. All right. My number two, it's a long shot here, but I think that they can turn things around. It's FlyQuest.
Yeah, I think that's a safe pick, but after what I've seen, it's been tough. But they are my number three. I still think mm-hmm. that this team makes it to Worlds. I think that's what they were made to do, and I hope that they can turn it around for the sake of our region.
Yeah, me too.
Even though it's looking pretty bad right now, but mm-hmm. again, it's only like second week, so yeah. Who's your number three?
My number three is Team Liquid.
Yeah. Good pick.
Just because they're performing very well.
Yeah.
And I think that they have what it takes to make it.
Definitely.
This split and make it to Worlds.
Yeah, that's my number four for sure. Mm-hmm. I think they're the most likely. It's probably more correct that they'll end up being second place because I think that they just look more cohesive mm-hmm. than almost every other team I've seen except for Cloud9. So I think that'll pay off.
All right. I'm going Golden Guardians. They are doing the run back.
Yeah, I could see it.
You know, it might not be going great for them now, but I think that they have the ability to, pick it up when it matters.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Stixxay back at Worlds will just improve his odds of going to an Eastern
team. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or Chinese team. We'll take a Chinese team at this point for our boy Stixxay.
Yeah, we'll take one. Yeah.
Yeah. Either or. LEC, what teams do we think are making it? Their
LEC.
Their format's different because they've got Worlds points now, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, so let me go first.
Automatically, no, you're good. Automatically, Mad and G2 have the most points qualifying, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the winner of this split will automatically be in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right, let's see. I have my number one. It's got to be G2.
Yeah, I think G2 is easily the number one here. I don't think mm-hmm. that there's a team better than them in the LEC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My number two is going to be Mad because they are looking very good coming off of a good spring split.
Yep.
After winning that shit when they really I don't think they had any right in winning that.
I agree. And they are also my number two as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just a safe pick. I mean this team has qualified for Worlds like the last like 4 years or something like that.
I
genuinely believe I'm a pretty big hater when it comes to like Niski, but I mean if they keep playing Annie, he looked good on the Annie. That's all I'll say. I think this team mm-hmm. has potential though.
These next two teams are just up in the air for me.
Yeah, it's pretty early to call it in my opinion. It's the first week. I've only seen like one game from every single team.
Yeah.
If I'm basing it off of what I've seen, just like from teams, I would go like Team Heretics, and then, well, I guess so. Yeah, my number three is gonna be Team Heretics.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't. I'll go to my number four after that. Who you got at three?
My number three. I'm gonna go Koi. I think that they've got enough experience to, be able to pick it up and, get rid of these, early season woes, and then, make it to Worlds in some form. Whether or not they perform at Worlds.
Gotcha. My number four is going to be Astralis. I think I'm hopping on the bandwagon now just in case they end up being good. Mm-hmm. Finn has been unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
He's free. And 113, I mean, Jonghyun, these are all players who are playing League of Legends for this team. And there is no doubt in my mind that they will be playing League of Legends for the rest of the split and potentially into the fall.
On this team.
At a competitive level.
God damn it, I like that. but I think I'm gonna go with Team Heretics.
Fair enough.
Because I want to see Yankos at Worlds again.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna miss Worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if he will allow this team to miss Worlds again.
No,
or not Worlds, but, you know, miss, like, a big tournament like this.
Yep, I agree.
All right, what's next, then?
Let's do LPL.
LPL. Oh, there's so many teams.
This one's easy for me, though. Mm-hmm. But number one is it's JDG. there is no way this team does not make Worlds. It would take some crazy shit happening for them to miss Worlds. It would not surprise me if this team stomped their way through to a championship this year. This is a pretty dominant team.
Mm-hmm. Mine's gonna be the same.
Yeah. I think when you get to like 2, 3, and 4, this is when it gets a bit more tough. But I've got some picks. So 2, I think it's probably BLG. I think they've looked very good throughout the entire just the entire year, honestly. The only team I've seen them look bad against has been JDG.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this team has what it takes to play and win as long as they aren't playing against Gym Dog Esports.
I'm going to go... I like Top Esports, so I'm going to go Top Esports.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're my number 3 currently.
Mm-hmm.
I would say mainly they're staying there because I think their top lane is just a question mark for me, whether it's going to be King Tian or Wayward. I think both of them look good at times during the regular split, and then they get to the playoffs and they just start to kind of fall off a cliff, and it would not surprise me if that happened.
Yeah, you're right. They do always do that. Maybe I should change.
Too late.
Which
you already
team.
Picked. Too late.
I know.
You're locked in. Now this 4th spot, I think this one's really tough because
it was my 3rd. Or it was my 2nd.
You didn't.
My
give
2nd was
time.
Top, and then
give
yeah,
me,
my
give
3rd.
Give me 3rd, Dan. Sounds like I skip you.
It's really surprising how like the usual teams of RNG and EDG are so low on this. You know what you call it,
yeah.
On this standings, but both these teams have changed a lot now that I'm looking. I'm gonna go Billy Billy here.
Okay. I think that's a safe
one. BLG. Yeah, I'm just trying to be safe because I usually don't watch these guys much, so we'll see.
Yeah, my number 4. It's tough because there's a big part of me that wants to go EDG. Big part of me wants to go. Weibo,
yeah.
I haven't seen mm-hmm. enough out of OMG to know mm-hmm. like that they're good. I know that they made a pretty big run or a pretty long run, deep run, I guess you could say, to the playoffs during the spring split. But mm-hmm. My heart tells me LNG is gonna make it.
That's crazy. That's what my heart is gonna be.
I think they have done nothing but pick up good players. I mean, Scout mm-hmm. is a world champion.
I'm looking at this team. This team,
Tarzan
is could be crazy.
Gawa, also mm-hmm. nuts. Zika. I think he's probably the biggest question mark on the team.
Zika?
Zika? So I think this team going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
They've got it in the bag this year, I believe.
I also think that they'll be good.
I think there's just too much potential on that team
mm-hmm.
to go south.
Yeah.
Korea.
Korea! All right. Let's see here. I'm going to go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
My heart says T1. But I'm going to go T1. That's what the heart says.
Yeah, I'm going Gen G number 1. I think
Gen G is going to be my 2nd. I think it's
the 1-2.
Yeah, exactly. I think those could be swapped as we talked about in MSI, like
yeah.
Could go either way. So
And then I think these last 2 spots, they do like their like regional play thing for, I believe. There's a lot of teams I think could make it when it comes to like a tournament play setting to try
mm-hmm.
and get to Worlds. And I think Day One makes it this year, or I should say D+.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to make it. I really like their chances because I think I think they've just played really good League of Legends. It does kind of feel like they get gapped sometimes in the bot lane, but I could see them qualifying still. So they're my three.
Damn. I'm going to go with KT. I'm just looking at this team and how they've performed early. And I think that they can do it. Get there. Finish out.
Gotcha.
And they were close in playoffs last split. So
yeah,
I think they could improve from what they learned and make it.
Gotcha. I'm gonna go with Hanwha for this last one. My gut keeps telling me KT, but I can see Hanwha making it. I think this roster is very talented, and I don't see Viper missing Worlds, so he will be at Worlds this year, not as a spectator, as a player, representing Hanwha Life Esports. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, God, this team is good too. Fuck. Yeah, I think it could be the swap between KT and Hanwha, honestly.
Who's your fourth?
KT.
Oh, okay. Wait. Who'd you go at three? I thought your fourth was...
Damn wrong, sorry.
Oh. Okay.
DK.
Yeah.
D plus.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the two. Damn one, D plus, something Kia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sleeper prick. Okay, man, bro.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yep. I don't think okay, they've man, won a bro. Game yet. But
dude, it's Ball's birthday.
Dude, happy birthday, Balls.
That shit's so funny.
anything else we want to talk about? We want to predict who's gonna come from the CB lol.
No.
No, me either. I don't watch that, so
I don't either.
Yeah.
Alright, let's do album. Music. That is what an album is, right? Is there any other things that could be an album? I guess a photo album.
Yeah.
Anything else? Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, I gave Matt
album
a genre of music that I basically only listen to. I like only listen to stuff like this. So,
sure.
The EP, which is six songs, is called Remote God Seeker by Psychoframe. This band was formed this year. this is their only six songs that they have. They are not big at all. And, this is my EP of the year.
Yeah.
I really just wanted to see what you thought about it. Cause I've never given you anything like this and I wanted you to, I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on it.
So,
Give you something a little different.
I think
also.
Yeah, no, I am open to any kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
I will listen to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find this one rather interesting. So I think it's hard to talk about this in like a sense of like I think the music is made kind of for a purpose. Like it kind of feels like aggressive music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's hard to like listen to it. Like I was at work today. And I was trying to listen to it more, which I've listened to it throughout the week, but it's kind of hard for me to listen to it at work because, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to get in a head state that this kind of music puts me in. Like,
How many times do you listen, do you think?
Upwards of 10. Definitely okay. Above 10 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've probably listened
like
to this.
It's like 18 minutes, so.
I've probably listened to this probably close to 30, I'd say.
Yeah. I'd say... One of my biggest problems with this genre is a lot of it sounds very samey. Now, I would say it's more of like a subgenre. Like, this is like, it's like metal, but it's like a genre within metal. Right?
They call
like
this deathcore.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I have listened to others. I hadn't listened to much of it before you gave me this album. But after you gave me the album, I actually listened to more because I was kind of trying to get a basis of like what to think of the music within the subgenre.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, what I found is it all sounds very samey.
To your point, I do agree that there are things that that do sound samey. But I think you some bands, I feel like you have to find like the right bands. Like some bands, they just do that and people like that.
Yeah.
And I do not like listening to shit that's samey because it's just like what song is this? You know, did I already listen to this one? Like, you know, it doesn't have any flow. I mean, I guess there is flow because it sounds like it's all one song, sure. But like, I don't like that. I like the variety.
There's a difference between like having a cohesive EP / album and having an mm-hmm. album with a bunch of songs that sound the same. I'm not saying that's the case with this one, but it didn't feel like there was a crazy amount of variation. And I mm-hmm. did hear other deathcore music that had variation and it wouldn't always be the same thing. I didn't dislike this in any sense. It's hard mm-hmm. for me to talk about it because I think I appreciate it a lot more than I would say that I think it's good. I think a lot of it sounds samey.
Mm-hmm.
I think like there were multiple times I went through the album and it just repeated and I didn't even realize I had skipped through a song or I had gotten past a song. Like,
yeah,
I'd say the biggest standout for me was probably Raining Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It was probably my favorite song off the entire EP.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't know if I could tell you any song that stood out mm-hmm. from one another besides maybe Dragging Nazarene.
Yeah, my favorites are, so their singles were 24 Hours Left and Dragging Nazarene.
Yeah.
So these two songs came out, and 24 Hours Left came out first, and then like a week or two later, the next one came out. And I've listened to these so many times that I think if you listen to it a lot, it becomes more samey. Because like the first like few times I've listened to it, I'm like, this is all these songs sound different and they all have their parts of the song that you know, that stand out to me. Or the feel of the song. Like for example, was it New Jack Eradication?
Eradication
is it's like that's like the most deathcore song that a deathcore song can be. Like that is what you should have as like your Bible. If you're making a deathcore song, you do something like this, you know. and the rest are I don't know, the rest of this is really good though.
Yeah, I think another big problem that I've had with the genre, especially after listening to it more, like I said, you can't tell a vocalist from another vocalist at all. I mean, besides mm-hmm. you have the screamer dude that's on every deathcore song, and you have the growler dude that's on every deathcore song. And you could tell me it was the same person in every single band as the growler and the screamer, I'd believe you. I would 100% believe you. And
I agree with this. I don't think that there are a lot of
it feels too samey for me at times, mm-hmm. and it. In a concert setting, this stuff would be sick to listen to. I'm 100% mm-hmm. certain of it. Because you could feel it more. But if I'm just, like, vibing, I could never vibe to this music. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible.
And I could absolutely vibe to stuff like this. And I don't have any reason why. I mean, I just, like, can.
No, fair enough.
The part about the singer-screamers being sounding the same... I do agree with that because there are some that are like, wow, this sounds exactly just like somebody else. And I personally don't listen to like guys that like sound the same, or I try not listen to things that sound the same because it just like I'll pick one, you know, because I just don't think that, you know, it's not nearly as enjoyable for me either. It's like if I go from a band that sounds like that and then I go and listen to another band that sounds... you know, with the with the same singer, then it's like, oh, nothing's changed.
Sure.
And it kind of bores me. So it's like, I am very picky, I guess, when it comes to stuff like this. And, I try and listen to a lot of like new music and, stuff that people recommend. So then I can, like within this sphere, so I can, you know, expand my horizons. But sometimes things just like sound the same, or they just don't do it for me, you know, because it sounds like so samey. So
I get that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I totally agree with you on the sameness.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't even know how I would rate this album because I don't feel like I disliked anything here. It just it just didn't exactly hit for me. And I don't know how to rate music like this because like I could probably like drive my car to this music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like and I would probably listen to some of this again if I was driving, especially if I'm trying to drive fast. I could do that. Absolutely. This is some music I would drive fast to. This isn't some music, however, I would listen to if I was just like hanging out, you know? It's
yeah, see it.
Not that
it
has to be able to do all of that. You know what I mean? Like I would say like Scaring the Hose, which is an album that I like quite a bit, it doesn't have any music you could hang out to, except for maybe one or two songs. So it's not that it has to do that, it's just it's harder for me to rate stuff like this because I really do feel like stuff like this is kind of made with that like concert environment in mind, if that makes sense.
I guess it can be. I mean, like, going to concerts and stuff for you know, bands and musicians within this genre or genres. I do think the concert experience is big. Now whether or not it's made to be like, aggressive, I don't know. Maybe it's just like the sound they want. I've never actually thought about like, you know, what the musician's like mindset is while you know, they're like creating songs like this. So
yeah. That was something I was actually trying to figure out a lot throughout the entire throughout most of my listens. Like some of the songs I think they try to like make it seem like it's a bit more emotional. And it, even if you don't really get it from them just growling or screaming it, you can still tell like by some of what they're saying, they're trying to like come off as a bit more sad or
convey something.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what a lot of these fans do too. Is they try and, you know, convey something.
Yeah.
Or you know, say something that is profound, or you know. How they express like an experience or something that they've gone through, or like how their life's been, or you know, how they express feelings, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, this is, should we rate it?
Yeah.
Grade them?
Shred them like cheese.
For me, this is my 10.
This is your 10. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's tough for me. I would say if I'm listening to music at work, this album is a 4.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm driving, this album is a 5.
Okay.
If I hear Raining Glass pop up, this album is like a 7, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with like, I'm going to go with like 5. I think 5 is good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with a 5 because I don't love every album or every song on this EP. I think it, but it's trim. It's short. You know, 18 minutes, 6 songs, that's good. You can, like, honestly, I think the fact that it is so short is probably the main reason it's getting a 5 for me.
Yeah.
But I could listen to this. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, I think I've already got the next one for you.
Hog. I'm gonna have to get that soon, I think.
But yeah, this is like, so I found this band. I was scrolling Twitter, and this guy posted, because I follow some of the guys within that sphere, because I think it's cool and interesting, and I like what they have to say. So so he just, like, posted, like a clip from this song, and I was like, all right, the fuck is this? And then I found it, and I've been playing it ever since.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was actually, when I looked at their Spotify page, I was like, not a lot here, 8,000 listeners. Mm-mm. How the fuck did Danny hear about this?
I started listening to them when they had, like less than 1,000.
Wow. So you're not a bandwagoner, huh?
I'm a true OG.
You're a real OG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You own like minority stakes in this band.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
They probably made a bunch of Spotify money off of me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think Spotify pays that well, but yeah, something like that. They probably made some money off of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You got anything else?
I was trying to think of something else to say because I don't want it to come off like I'm bagging on the album.
I didn't think it did.
That's good. Yeah. I would listen to something like this in the future, though, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Don't worry. I got the next one.
Yeah, no. Good. Send it my way. I might listen more to the genre in between because I would like to kind of get a better idea of the music and kind of, like, have a point of reference to, like, mm-hmm. you know, base my opinion on it off of, you know? Because as of right now, this is the only one I've listened to front to back, so I might have to have you give me something to listen to, even if I'm not going to review it, just so that I can kind of get a basis.
I love it.
You can hit me with the intro to the genre, subgenre.
Subgenre. All right.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. It. We were losers. We queued. No error report again. We're gonna have to.
Fuck, dude. What are we doing?
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
All right.
Important stuff to be talked about with the A-Ram report, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Always is.
Yeah, always. You got anything funny to say? Any funny lines you want to say? Make sure you tell us it's going to be funny before you say it.
Nope.
All right, cool. Danny's got nothing funny to say. You heard it here. Have a good one.